Here at the Ranger Report Podcast, we only represent products we believe in. As you've heard over the past year plus, we've been running our Walton's commercial. I've been using Walton's products for a long time now, and let me tell you, they're some of the best seasonings I've ever used. One of my staples to make at my house are pork chops, and their ultimate pork chop and roast rub has gotten more compliments than anything that I've ever used. For burgers, their better burger seasoning is delicious, and I only use that on my burgers. Again, tons of compliments. They have all kind of seasonings that you can imagine. They have barbecue sauce and the thick kind, not the watery kind at all. If you're into wild game, they have seasons and rubs for that as well. Don't forget their line of sausage casings and all the tools to make your own meat products, from sausage and jerky to grinders and more. Walton's really is a one-stop shop for everything but the meat. If you like tips and tricks and videos on how to do a whole lot of things when it comes to cooking, then you should go to www.meatgistics.com. Go to www.waltonsinc.com today and start shopping, and tell them the Ranger Report Podcast sent you. Walton's, everything but the meat.
This is Bruce Bochy, and you're listening to the Ranger Report.
The Ranger Report. Yeah, the Ranger Report. Inside scoop. Listen to the Ranger Report. Oh, here we go.
This is the Ranger Report Podcast. News, insights, predictions, interviews, and information about the World Series champion Texas Rangers, from the major leagues to the minor leagues. And now, here are your hosts, Ben Dieter, Tyler Nielsen, and C.J. Berryman.
Find out. I do. Welcome to the Ranger Report Podcast. We are brought to you always, always, always by Walton's Seasoning. Walton's, everything but the meat. Also brought to you by Dallas Sports Nation and part of the Fans First Sports Network. Everything you need to know about the Texas Rangers on the Fans First Sports Network, it's right here. We are coming to you from the Comfort Air Online Studio. My name is CJ Berryman. You can find me at CJB_RR on the X.
And I'm Tyler Nielsen. You can find me on the X at the Ranger Report Podcast.
And apparently some of y'all, from what I've heard from Ben today, know that the Ranger Report is on location. Ben Dieter is in Surprise, Arizona, and covering the Rangers for us. I was supposed to go, both Tyler and I were supposed to go, but life stuff happened and we had to adjust. So we're just going to keep this one short because we got a lot more to bring to you pretty much every day until forever, probably. But, Tyler, let's talk about some of the Rangers moves today and some guys that some roster moves.
Yeah, I noticed Cole Wynn got sent down. Sam Huff, Jonathan Ornelas.
Ornelas.
Yeah. And then there was a couple more guys that were on the list. The one that is going to be the biggest one is Cole Wynn. As we know, this is his make or breaking point, in my opinion. And I think he's going to go down if he pitches really well. I do see him getting called up at some point, but he's got to let it stick in the minor leagues.
Yeah. And I mean, this is a guy we're talking back in 2021. This guy was a sure thing. I mean, he's lighting guys up. I mean, he's just blowing people away between AA and AAA. 2.51 ERA, 4-3 record, 107 strikeouts in 86 innings. And then all of a sudden, he just lost his control. And I guess you could say he got the yips. And this is a guy that was once the top three. I think he was the top ranked prospect in the Rangers organization.
I think you're right.
For a little bit. And, you know, it's just kind of gone downslide. But I mean, this is a guy, if he gets it together, you could see him in the majors this year. But I think Bochy, Mike Maddox, they want to see that he's turned that corner, Tyler.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, they gave him the opportunity coming into the, you know, spring training and stuff. And, you know, he pitched pretty well coming out of the gates, kind of faltered down the stretch. But here's the deal about Cole Lynn. Cole Lynn's got to get back to the basics. And the only way you can get back to the basics is going through the minor leagues and getting back to your fundamentals. And for him, it's going to be one of those deals that go down to the minors, work on what you need to work on. Don't focus so much on being a big league pitcher, because if you focus on that, you're taking everything away from you.
And another one that's interesting is Jose Cornejo. And Bochy had some very positive things to say about Jose Cornejo today, despite sending him down. I mean, this is a guy that hasn't pitched above a ball, but he's got electric stuff. I mean,
yeah.
Look at 2023 in Hickory, 63 Ks in 58 innings, and then down east where he started, 43 1/3 innings, 56 strikeouts. This is a guy who, I mean, his WHIP. It's not like he's just a power thrower and walks a bunch of guys. Nah, that's not the case. His WHIP, career WHIP, is 1.2. And So when you look at what he did between the two leagues last year, his WHIP is 0.993, 119 strikeouts and 101 innings. That's a guy I think we're going to see later on.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And like you said, Boach had a lot of really good things to say about the kid. I do, like you said, I do see him getting called up at some point in the season, if he can maintain it, you know, of course, injuries barring and all that. But kid's got some good stuff. And hopefully he can, you know, put it together again like he did last season or the previous seasons and continue to show that he's meant for the show. So we'll find out, you know. I've heard, you know, pretty much all off season though, that or during spring training, that our bullpen's been really, really sharp, believe it or not. And I guess they didn't have room for the kid. So we'll find out as it goes along.
Yeah. And another one sitting down today, as you mentioned, Sam Huff. This is a guy I predicted, and I'll eat my damn crow, predicted would fill that Mitch Garver role. And he just, I don't know what's going on with him either, but he's sent down to AAA. So it's making, and it's making me going to eat crow again, Tyler, that, well, in injuries as well, with Nathaniel Lowe, possibly going to miss opening day. And there's no telling how long that injury is going to be. But yeah, Wyatt Langford has made his case.
Yeah, he really has. And, you know, I'm a big Wyatt Langford fan. You know, of course, I've been on his bandwagon since all this stuff started talking with this debate. And there's nothing wrong eating your crow, CJ. I would do the same thing. And I'm still not saying it's a guarantee that that Wyatt Langford's a guaranteed spot. But with the injury too low, I do see him making the roster. Now, as far as Sam Huff goes, I've never been one of those, you know, like there's two guys I've been on the fence with, and you know this. The other guy who I'm talking about is Leody Taveras. Mm-hmm. Now, Leody, I'm over the fence now with Leody. I think Leody's a proven player.
Proud of you for it.
Yeah, well, I think Leody's a proven player, but Sam Huff, I don't ever see him sticking to a major league frame. I mean, I can see him going back and forth to the majors, but I don't see him. He just don't have, I don't know what it is. If it's a mental thing, if it's because he plays really good in the minors.
Well, and you look at it, Tyler, when he was in Frisco and he's peppering those apartments out in left field.
Right, right.
With 500-foot bombs, you know, and that's all nice and dandy. But then once you get to AAA and the big show, is that going to translate? It has not. Not even close.
Not even close. And like, you know, when Leody first came up, he was having the same issues. But at some point, and I mentioned this years ago, or a year and a half ago, about Leody. Leody, until he gets to the stage like he did in the minors and said, you know what, this is my stage now, and he owns it, that's when Leody made that turn. And by the way, listeners, if you're just your first time listener, me and CJ, that's our breakout player of the year for the Rangers, is Leody Taveras. So
it is, and it took a while for me to talk Tyler into this, because I did get to cover Leody up here in Amarillo whenever Frisco would come up and play, and there was just a different air about him. I mean, and I watched him play, and there's just so much, and he wasn't even fully grown either. He's actually gotten taller since right. I saw him last. And so he's super fast, great defensively, and there's so much to his game that I think hasn't been unpacked yet. So
that's exactly right. And then I think, you know, you just nailed it right there. There is so much tools. I consider Leody a five-tool player, in all honesty.
I do too. Yep.
And he has all the tools. He has all the tools in there. If they all come together, and I think this season, like I said, this is hypothetical talk, people. I think if he comes out this year, and I do see him coming out this year, actually, and being the biggest force for the Rangers. Of course, I'm saying, when I say biggest force, I mean he's the type of guy that's going to make the biggest impact on this team.
He can make an impact. He has that every time he's in the field, on the bases, in the batter's box. He has that ability, Tyler.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Let's talk about another one real quick before we take a break. I think Mark Church is going to be on the big league roster. Because he's taking people to church. Yeah, he looks really good right now.
He looks really good. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, if he's still on the roster right now, he's doing something right, as we know. So, I don't have the inside scoop about that, CJ, but I could definitely see him making the team, coming out of the bullpen. I don't know about that one. I mean, seriously, that's up in the air for me.
All right. So I guess I got to make a prediction right now that Mark Church is going to make the.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, oh, yeah, because you're already going to be wrong about Wyatt Langford. So you might as well make a new one.
I'll be. And you know what? And I had to say it last time when we had Tep on, Michael Tepid. You could follow him at TepidP on the X. I'll eat my crow. You know, and injuries forbidden. Yeah, I mean, now it's looking way more likely, not just with the injuries, but just the way he's gone out there and
crushing the ball and
everything that we're hearing. And I mean, Tep told us he saw him for what, five games?
Yeah.
He was like, this is the best player on the field.
So I got to tell a story real quick. And, about Wyatt Langford. So I don't know. Did you listen to the entire game today or no?
I listened to part of it. I was watching college basketball too. So
what part did you listen to, the beginning or the end?
It was the beginning. Yeah, about through the fifth inning. And then,
okay. Do you know the call that I'm talking about with Wyatt Langford? What happened today with him?
Oh, when he misplayed, he got lost in the sun. Yeah.
He lost in the sun, but he was in perfect position and the ball came down and freaking nailed him right in the ribs.
Yeah. It's better than getting hit in the nuts.
Or it's better than freaking the ball bouncing off of Jose Canseco's head and going over the fence for a home run.
That too.
I don't want to talk about that.
That's a throwback.
That's a throw.
And then they put him on the fucking mound and he
tore
the UCL and was out for the year. Weird Rangers times. Me and Tyler, we know them. Believe me, we know them. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back on the other side. It's CJ Berryman and Tyler Nielsen on the Ranger Report podcast. Welcome back to the Ranger Report podcast, coming to you from the Comfort Air online studio. And Mac, you'd be proud of me.
As he would say, as he would do, I'm going to say, boo. No, I have nothing against UT. I cheer for UT, and I'm one of the only Texas Tech fans that actually does. And WT,
Got my two degrees right here. West Texas A&M University, folks.
There you go.
Texas A&M University supplied me with two degrees. I don't know how, but they did. All right. So we're on the other side of this. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the Nathaniel Lowe injury and Bochy said opening day is in jeopardy.
Well, that
that makes a guy like Jared Walsh, believe it or not, super important. And he has played very well in the spring, Tyler.
He has played very well. And of course, we know him as a Ranger fan. He played in the AL West with the Angels. And the thing about Jared Walsh with this injury, and pretty much Boach, he didn't say it's in jeopardy. He pretty much came out and said he will not be ready for opening day. So that leaves two options. So
why do you got to correct me in front of my friends, Tyler?
Well, it's just something we know he's not going to be ready. Those oblique injuries.
It doesn't sound good right now.
It doesn't sound good. And those oblique injuries take time. And I think it's going to be longer than a 10-day IL. I don't think they're going to push him back. I was reading a stat the other day that he played in 161 games last year. Nate Lowe started 160. I was like, really? I was like, I knew Simeon had played every single game, but I didn't know Lowe had played 161. It's a big bat to lose, but he's coming back. Just get him fully healthy. We're banged up right now as the Rangers, but as far as Jared Walsh, hey, that's a good guy to have, you know, to plug in for that short time that he's out, because Jared Walsh has, like we were talking about, we've seen the guy play. Guys, like, the guy can hit. Don't know too much about his defense. I'll let CJ go a little bit more into that.
You and I are in the same boat on that one, but I mean, yeah. if he was highly touted on defense, because his offense for his entire career has been pretty damn good. I mean, not like outstanding, and that's why he signed him with the Rangers on a 1 year, you know, make or break deal. So
yeah, I mean, it's for pennies. I don't know if I think it was a minor league deal. Is that correct?
Well, I think so.
Yeah. So. And he's proven his point right now. He's a veteran player. He can bring some leadership into the clubhouse. You know, of course, playing for the Angels, he hasn't had much success.
Hadn't had much leadership there either.
Well, true. But the thing about it, that's a good point. It also opens the door. You know, that's where Foscue comes in. Foscue is going to make the roster. He'll be the backup. Now, this is where it comes down to me, CJ, and this is what I want to ask you. So you have these two guys up. You have Jared Walsh and Justin Foscue. And then once Nate Lowe is fully healthy and he's ready to return to the lineup, which one of those two do you send down? Do you go off of like what they're doing for the first 10 games or 15 games? Or do you go off of?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think so. And let's not pretend Foscue's just been shitty. No, dude's hitting .308. He's got three doubles. He scored, two runs, walked once. He has struck out eight times. That's a little bit of a concern. However, 308, 357 OBP, slugging .423. I just think this is Foscue's time to make a statement. And I'm thanking the Rangers for giving him this full opportunity, and Blaine Crim's another one. So, but Jared Walsh, that it's that veteran presence that he can bring. And I just feel at this point, I think Jared Walsh is your starting first baseman come opening day. I mean, I don't know. Tyler, tell me what you think about that.
Yeah, well, let's first start off with the whole projections to the infield real quick. I agree with you. I think Jared Walsh will be starting at first. Of course, you got Marcus Semien at second. Now at third or at shortstop with the injury to Seager, which I'm hearing he's ramping up, but Seager's always going to say that. Like you mentioned, CJ.
I think Zeke's going to be your starting shortstop.
Yeah, I agree. I think Duran will be there. And then at third, I think you could put in Justin Foscue at third and be completely good with that. And then when you go to the DH in outfield, you know, we want to talk about the outfield, but when you go to the DH, you can put Wyatt Langford in there and rotate your outfield, because we still don't know about Garcia. Yeah, he's playing in spring training games right now. I think he'll be ready for opening day. But like I said, I think he could be your DH. And then you could have Wyatt Langford out in the outfield.
Ooh, okay, I can see that at times, you know, to get him off his feet. But his defense in right field to me is unparalleled. And his rocket-ass arm, just, I mean, tell me somebody else who has a better arm in right field.
There's not. I mean, it's not even close. It's not even comparable.
So you're losing value by putting Adolis at DH. But, I mean, I'm not saying not to do it throughout the season, but yeah, I mean, he's older. He, you know, yes, we just signed him to a 2-year deal. He's 2 years away from becoming a free agent. He just hit his second stint in arbitration. He's 32. He's 32 years old. So,
which is still fairly young in the MLB as far as a hitter.
But at the same time, you can't continue expecting him to play at that level 162 games. So having that DH where you can, like you talked about, and you've talked about it from the beginning, Wyatt Langford can go play right field, you know, or left, and then put Evan Carter in right, whatever. And so I think it's starting to make more sense, especially because of the injuries that, and Wyatt Langford, let's not bullshit, he's been kicking ass this spring and showing, you know, he might be ready, and I might be wrong, you know, under 200 at bats professionally, period. And he's already shown that he might be there. I'll eat my crow.
Hey, I'll eat my crow too. If Wyatt Langford doesn't make the team, I'll eat my crow, and we'll both be wrong because Sam Huff obviously didn't make the team. So
Sam Huff, no, that's where I got to go wrong. Sam Huff, another
one. That's what I'm saying.
Today, because he
can't hit the ball, and he just can't hit the ball.
Unless it's going 500 yards, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Joey Gallo.
That's what I'm concerned about right there. That's not somebody you want to hear. Let's be honest. I love Joey Gallo. Loved him. And when he was hot,
I did too.
A 10-game stretch where he hit 8 home runs. They were mammoth shots. But then for the next 20 games, striking out 20 times, at least 20 times, 30 times maybe. So I don't want that type of guy in my lineup. I really don't, Ty.
Well, I'm glad you admitted that, because I don't either. I'm not saying Sam Huff doesn't have the potential to be a really good player by any means. And if there's any Huff family out there, I like Sam. I like Sam as a player. I just don't see him being a major league player. I see him always bouncing around the minor leagues and doing it for the next maybe 10 years. And there might be a club that's going to reach out to you, you know, probably the A's or probably the Angels. I say, hey, we'll give you a chance, you know. And there's maybe he just needs a new scenery. I mean, you see what it did for Cole Reagans. So I don't know.
Shit. Cole's on fire.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And Ben's going to take him out for dinner one of these next couple nights. By the way, Ben Dieter on location. Need to remind you. Oh, yeah. And Tyler he's actually wearing some non-Ranger stuff. It is a Royals sweater. It is Cole Reagans. Very good friend of the podcast. Very good friend of ours. And we wish him nothing but the best. I hope he wins a Cy Young this year. You know,
I hope the Rangers freaking make a move and freaking trade for him back.
Bring him back.
No, seriously, I would give up picks, man. I'd be like, dude, come back, man.
Yeah, I don't think the Royals are going to. The price tag on.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing about the Royals. They made some moves this offseason, though, with their pitching staff. They made some big transitions. So I'm not saying they're going to be a playoff team or anything like that. They're still in rebuilding years, you know, of course. But we'll see what they do.
Yeah, keep an eye on Cole Reagans, a friend of the show. He came on with us after he was traded. I mean, this offseason, obviously with the Royals and talked pitching and talked the Rangers with us and talked about the World Series. I mean, the guy's a humble guy. We love him to death. Obviously, Tyler knows him because that's his cherry popper. First interview that Tyler ever got to do. And we appreciate you, Cole, and we miss you.
Absolutely, man. Good dude. Fun to talk with. Obviously, I think the scenery helped him, you know, from coming out of the pen to being a starting pitcher, or something clicked at the right time for him. And regardless of where he's at, we're always going to be cheering for him, unless he's a damn Astro or a...
If he goes to the Astros...
That's going to be tough, CJ. Think about that.
Yeah, that's going to be freaking difficult.
We're like, oh my gosh, Cole, you're racking it up, man. With the Astros. I don't see those words coming out of my mouth. I don't care who it is.
Just stop right now. Call timeout. Just slap yourself real quick. No, don't. Let's not talk about that. Also, Mason Englert, friend of the podcast with the Detroit Tigers,
came on
this offseason and joined us and talked about what the transition was from AA to being roll fived and drafted by the Tigers and making it through the whole year. So now he's locked in as a big leaguer for the Detroit Tigers. There's so many people. I mean, so many people that have joined us. I mean, Eric Nadell, Matt Hicks, Jared Sandler, Emily Jones, people that have joined this podcast. Just Michael Tepid recently, Chris Halleck, Levi Weaver, Kennedy Landry, T.R. Sullivan. I mean, we've had...
The list goes on and on, man.
We've had a litany of people on here, and it's thanks to y'all that are listening right now.
Yeah, and that's a good point, CJ. I'll just make this real quick. And it's only going to get... It's only going to add up, you know. Here, you know, Benjamin, he's over there in spring training right now in Surprise, Arizona, which is so cool. And he's working on getting some stuff done. And
he's already gotten some stuff done.
Yeah. I already know. I'm not going to say the names.
No. We're just going to tease this, Tyler. We've got a whole lot of people that are going to be coming on very quickly.
And that's just after, listen, fans, that's just after one day. He's still got two more days to go. And today he just got his feet wet. I'll say this because I want Ben to come out and tell the whole story about it. But I'll tell you one thing: he had a really good morning this morning.
Yes, he did.
And
got to hang out with a special Ranger to all of our hearts.
That's going to be on the show. So yep. I'm not going to say the name or anything like that.
Nope. Keep listening, y'all.
Yep.
All right. With that, we wanted to make a short one. Ben is tired as hell, which I can imagine. Wasn't able to join us. He's working Arizona in spring training. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, keep tuning in. We got more. We're planning on actually the next two nights having a podcast each night that Ben is in Surprise. So
one more thing I want to say before we get off the air real quick, CJ. I want condolences for my wife and her family. Lost my father-in-law yesterday morning, and it's been tough. And, you know, that's a hard thing. It depends on how you take it. Everybody takes it differently. But just keep her and her family in your prayers, everybody. Her dad was a huge Christian fan. Nicest guy you would ever meet. Just a good person. And, He finally went to his maker yesterday morning. So just keep my wife and her family in your prayers.
Yep. Lost to brain cancer and cancer. Yep. You know, I don't say the word hate a lot, but I fucking hate cancer.
Yeah.
But anyways, with that, hey, y'all keep tuning in. Keep Tammy in your prayers and donate if you can. She needs as much help as we can do. Just any dollar is help. And aside from that, Tyler, it's time to
drop the deuces.
Dropping them.
Thanks for listening to the Ranger Report Podcast. Find us on Twitter
Facebook, and at therangerreport.com.